Okay, we are now on the last word, the last piece of the Parashenia Seah, and I'm Yud Gimel on the page. The Pinchas boy, the Pinchas wanted to know like this. Here are chutzlars. Mao Shatei Kayemis Bateya. Here are chutzlars, Kayemis Bateya. Now this is ridiculous because there's no happening whatsoever that a fear for Kaza would be a fear of chutzlars. The only way to understand the question actually is that there's a number of different approaches that I suggested. The Gruz approach is to say, Kfira in Eretz Yisrael for Kutvar is a Chayav B'Peya or not. Because Shalot Tomar Hegdish Patur, the Kutvar is Patur, but Imah Hegdish Chayav, Afrikar Chayav, as you could say, well, if it would have been, and this is how it would tie into our studio of you, if it would have been entirely Hegdish for the Yisbar did it, so then it would have been Patur. Mashen came. If you're taking now and you're doing it for the Torah of the Eged over here, so you could say the same thing, that if you're doing something for the Torah of a Kutvar, for the Torah of Eged, it would be Potter too. The Kazanish has a completely different shot. He says it's talking about a field that is partially in Kutvar and partially in Eretz Yisrael. And now the question is, can you leave over the part which, and according to him, he has to change the gears, however, because the Shalot Tomar doesn't fit in very well. So he changes it around. There's another shot that he brings from Rav Kanievsky, from the Schweigler. You see the shot that he has at the end over here? He says the Schweigler has a suggestion, a very interesting suggestion, that is talking about the 14 years that Klal Yisrael was nichnas into Eretz Yisrael. So for the first 14 years, it had been a chutzpah. So what if it was partially during that time or partially after that time? can you take off? You're sort of taking off from the time that you're now doing the Kfira. Exactly. So he says that. And here in the Mishnah, it's saying that if Hegdish was Kfira part of it, we'll see in a moment, that you take off for the part that Hegdish wasn't Kfira. Then we would prorate it and tie into the piece that's coming. So, and we answered, Tana, Kfira Arzachem, but look, Kfira Kutvar. But that's why we need a special process, because Kfira Arzachem, lo dechaler. To tell me, not Kfira Kutvar, even in these cases where you might think that there was a spot to be able to use the Kutvar or the four Kutvar. Now, and here is the case that we would be comparing it to, according to the Hedrich. Kutvar had used for Kfira Kutvar. Remember, the case was, he did some of it to Hegdash. So then if the buyer buys it off of Hegdash, so then the buyer takes off on everything. That was the case in the mission. But suppose the Gizbar did some of the Kfira. So now he did it some of the Kfira. The Gizbar then takes half of the half, and it's Kutvar. Now the final quarter, the Podeg. Now the Podeg takes off. He says the Podeg is supposed to take off for the original part of the Kfira. So what did he do about the Hegdish part? So in that case, Moshe Siklus said the Kateret HaShar, Ashipada, now we've quoted all things, Makrishna Kateret HaKateret, the Komash Nikovich is Hegdish part, Nisar. So in Ela, we're able to prorate it for exactly the amount that Hegdish hadn't pondered. Hadron Allah, the Elo Matsikim,
the Nether. Something that I need to get a lot of.
So you're then going to be 1/60 of the 75 quarters.
Says the new parrot, Malbeinot HaKurash Ein HaZeitin. Suppose you have, when we say Malbeinot, it doesn't mean literally squares. Malbeinot are what we would call even a rectangle. In other words, what we're saying is a square is.
very complex,
along
four-sided.
Yeah, any type of squarish construction, the way we do in our Rugah. We'll have a question later on in the Gemara. Does this mean it's the standard size of the double man, the triple maner, which is the two amas, or could it be anything? But anyway, a malbein that was placed between trees in an orchard. So this is really an orchard, but it's got now between the rows of trees, it's got rows of wheat. Strange little kind of field. Beit Shammai means pe'ah, mikolachad yachad. Beit Shammai says each separate aruga requires a separate pe'ah because the trees are supposed to be like a hefty between them. Who Beit Hillel means me'achat alakol. No, we look at it as a field with trees in the field. Umodim, she'im ayu roshei ashurot mu'uradim, shurot eit be'achat. They agree that if the front, the edges go around the tree, so then they're connected. And then for sure they're considered to be one field. They get one.
All of them are connected?
Yes, well, whichever ones are connected are one field.
The tree is in this area.
Well, the tree is set up in a row, and then each one is going like in a circle around them. But you've got this all one long aruga, so to speak. It's going around a circle in the tree.
It's not
Right, it's not separated Malbeinu. They're Mechubar. Now, Hamina Meretz Adair, somebody who turns his field into a leopard. Okay? If there's a leopard that has this problem, can a leopard change its spot? No. So he turns his field into his spawning. Meaning that he leaves over the spua that hasn't completely ripened, and he takes only the spua that is already dried out now ready to be picked. So Rabbi Akiva Omer Pe'ah Mikolachad Yachad. Rabbi Akiva says the leftover, now we'll see whether it means the leftover spot or the leftover background. That's the question that will happen to Gemara. But the leftover spot definitely would require a payah from each one individually. The chachamim means the achar alakol. It's all considered to be one long tzirah. That's all. The fact that it takes him a couple of days and he waits until the different parts of it become ripe doesn't make it two different species. So it's one tzirah. Umodim chachamim l'Rabbi Akiva b'zalei ha-shevet o'charval b'shlosha mekomot. It seems to be saying, as we saw before, that if he staggers these two different meanings, the shevet or the karbal, and the anise kind of thing, the mustard, which are very similar to what you've been throwing, that he gives pay from each one separately, which sounds a little bit silly because, I mean, we know two meanings, you certainly get pay on separately. And as we saw before, we already know the answer to this, but the Gemara will go through it again. The answer was that it means either or. It doesn't mean both together. And the reason that was special was because, as we saw earlier, these two particular meanings do not mature all at once. In other words, each one is going to come up at a slightly different time, which means that I have to repay it separately. Or it's because it's the derech of these things to be planted only in very small plots. And those patches, therefore, are by definition separate fields, even according to Beit Hillel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Anan Tamim and Shabbein Hazekim, you'll notice that it says over here, Malbeinu Tashbura Shabbein Hazekim, specifically. Whereas in a Braitha, which we got from Beit Revi, it says Shabbein Ha'ilam No. There's a difference between them because we know that there's only certain species of trees that are chayav in peah, as we saw earlier. Zeytun being one of them. And if you just say ilanot, then you're saying any kind of tree, even trees that aren't chayav in peah. So now matmitin nitzrucha lebeit Revi, and the Beit Revi lematnit in both of these cases amplify the other one, because ilutamin and matmitin, but let's say the Beit Revi. Had we only learned the case in our mission and not the case that was said by Beit Revi, Havin and Amarin, we would have said there that Lo Amanu Elashel Bein Hazekim Davashu Chayav Zuseya. The only reason that we say over here, the halacha in our Mishnah, is that each one is separate, That's because they are separated by things that require themselves a payer, and therefore vis-a-vis the din of payer, we have separate payers that are being given. But a daughter that's parted from payer, maybe Beit Shammai would have been Moda. She would know same payer akat alako, because who cares about the tree? We're looking at the din of payer. The din of payer, the trees blank out completely. They're not part of our consideration. Maybe therefore Beit Shammai would have been Moda, that he's no same payer akat alako. Therefore, if that's the case, how could they read it? How could they read it? On the other hand, you are familiar with the Beit Rebbe. Well, those Italians were not meeting. On the other hand, suppose we would have known the case of Beit Rebbe at Ilanot, and we wouldn't have said Zekim, then I would have said, Havin and Amarin, Lo Amanala Shebene Ilanot Davar Shehu Kitur Peah. Only those things which are not chayav in a peah, only there did Beit Hillel say that you can look at it as one big field of yirakot and tefillah. Avol davar shu chayav peah, had it been zekim, which would have been chayav in peah, Beit Hillel mavim shunatein peah mikol achat peahat, then maybe Beit Hillel would also agree that, of course, zekim separate one peah from another. And so there you have it. We clearly need both the din in the Mishnah and the din in the Brisa. Now, Ma'anan Kayamin, what precisely is the case over here in our tour or here? In the Meruvachim, I mean, if we're talking about scattered trees, it's certainly Beit Shammai is Moda. Many fields have trees in the middle of them. We won't say a tree that's just scattered around in a field is going to make a hefty. And Imber is to be, and we're talking about a straight line of trees that goes straight across over here. I mean, then, that's the purpose that you got there. So even Beit Hillel would be Moda. I mean, you've got to give me some kind of standard which I can appreciate the machlokas of Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai. The case that we're talking over here between Mata Esther and Beit Sa'ar, we're talking about the standard planting technique which puts 10 trees, saplings, into one Beit Sa'ar, which gives approximately 8 amas, square amas per tree. So Beit Shammai will be 150. Beit Shammai says, that for all intents and purposes, thing is that's the way you would have planted trees, then that's about as rough tilt as you can make it. So it's like you got there between the fields. What's the far as over here? My time to Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai says, look, ain't there a bay I don't real not the trees like Mena Yilamot? It's not normal in a field of Yilamot, which is essentially what you have to have a matta, as for the Beit Sa'ar, to put now a wheat field in the middle of your orchard. Which means essentially after the Beit Shammai for Yossi. That seems to be saying that Beit Shammai holds like Rav Yossi, and then there's the next Mishnah. Shabbat Rav Yossi Amarim Derech B'nei Adam. Liyot Machlisim B'tzalim B'nei Ayeret. We have an equivalent case coming up about whether you have separate avodot of basal that grow between your arkot, where you have to take off food, pay up on each one separately, which is what Rav Yossi says. Came Beit Shammai on him, so Beit Shammai is saying the same thing as the century 12 here. Ain't there a Bnei Adam, the Ozakhis, he's in Bnei Yilanot. Which is mistaber that Beit Shammai would be mowed at the Rav Yossi, that certainly the Tzalim and the Yerakot, which cannot be allowed to be near each other because of Tzalim. So over there, Beit Shammai is certainly going to agree to Rav Yossi, but that does not mean that Rav Yossi would be mowed to Beit Shammai. Because I could still say Rav Yossi, lo yodol Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai yodel Rav Yossi because she'in derech Bnei Adam liyot machlisim b'tzalim ben ayer because you're not allowed to. But Rav Yossi lo yodel Beit Shammai because perhaps she'in derech Bnei Adam liyot machlisim zra'im ben ha'ilanot.
So there's no tzalim
problem with
other trees?
No, there's
and Bnei Adam can only refer to Jews because Goyim wouldn't have that problem with Kelaim.
Yeah. Assuming that we're now saying that there's a distinction between the two. On that side.
On that side.
Yeah. Hayasham got there. When you're talking about Yilanot, now, you've already showed me that the chiyuv of Peah on the Yilanot is not the issue, because we had the brides that have talked about Yilanot instead of Zekim. So, I mean, would it be the same thing if it was a fence? like a pole, or a small fence, and then an area without a fence, and then another small fence. So let's say we have a gadar, which is like an ilan, right? So hayasham gadar kimin du ilan. Hashidam du muradim, mitan mitan. What about hare? No, sorry, that word. We have another question. What about if we have muradim only mitzad echad? You talked about muradim. We want to list our questions for things we don't know. How about if it's muradim mitzad echad? How about if the furrow is planted sort of in a curl around the tree? But is it connected on both sides? Something he went around the trees on both ends. Would that be called connected? That you said that even Beit Shammai would be moda. That is also considered to be one field. How about the shear of this aruga? What makes it into one field? Is it because of shalosh lamim, shalosh tefiyah? Is it because we have over here the three tefiyah, the two hamas, or a field of culture? Is it any kind of connection at all? One tiny little pearl that has a row, which may be 6 inches wide or something, and you said minamer, when I got clear, the reason we use that word is because that's actually what we use for an agricultural phenomena, which is called tadinimra. Mekoma zivalim olim tchila nimra dekarina. When you place an unequal amount of fertilizer in a field, then that's called the nimrada field, because when it comes up, the place that was fertilized well always turns right first, and therefore it dries out before the rest of it dries out. So you end up with spots. And that's called the Nimrada field. So we thought, Minamer sort of is based on the same idea. Because you're going to take those spots and now you're going to shave them, so to speak, by taking out the fruit. But another thing that isn't clear to us is it that the background is the spot? Is the background is the part that you took, or is the spot the part that you took? Now, it's obvious to us that if the part that was left was the spot, that's for sure what they're arguing, right? But then you got patches. But how about if the background was the thing now that was left? So Akadon, Shayavesh Mikanamitan, Velach Be'ensa, and you took out the Yavesh. What if you have Velach Mikanamitan, Yavesh Be'ensa? But the area that you take out, right, the dry part of the foot that you're going to be cooked there. So does that mean that the parts that you take out, now you're coming along, you have the main body of the field. So are the spots now going to separate the rest of the field? Because, I mean, that's a much bigger finish. So Rabbi Bach, let's see it, Shem Rabbi Yochanan, they say, look, I mean, the bottom line over here is that Rabbi Meir was really following the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. I mean, Rabbi Akiva says, here, lock the Yavesh, Shnei Nidim. Isn't that what he's saying, attention? You have to take out a separate pair, we don't view it as one long kefira. So if I took out certain areas first, then those are different. Well, isn't that essentially what Rabbi Meir ended up saying in the very first Mishnah? Where Rabbi Meir was talking about the question of if you're kosher l'shaka. I mean, that's what you're doing when you're kosher l'shaka. So he said that also essentially locked the abish name. And he is saying in that Mishnah, he says the parish, that the area that was kosher l'shaka is a hectic. And it creates two separate fields. If that's the case, the spots over here are not going to be any different than kosher l'shaka. And since Rabbi Meir always follows the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, who is ready, so then we can assume that the same thing would be true over here. Amir Chabraya came here with Yossi. Why do you have to jump to that conclusion? Well, what means Rabbi Akiva? Why can't this be talking about a completely different issue? You know, you're reducing it to the element of hefsek. But that's not the point. I mean, even if you're going according to Rabban, right? Then the Tanin Zaman Machalik the Talim Lashok, who Mikayen Yveshim Lagorin, that's considered to be two different meanings. Not because it's a hefsek in the way in which you leave a line in your sadeh, but it's considered to be two separate meanings because of what you're going to do for it. You're going to have different types of bitzalim Some of them are going to be going to the marketplace. Some of them are going to be going into storage. Some are fresh, and some are dried on you.
Why should this be different than what Halacha we did yesterday before? If you had two types of the same grain,
no, it's not a species. Over here, even though it's the same species, No, that's exactly what we're saying, but we should be able to bring a rye from the Solomon, but it's the same as subspecies if it's going to a different location. So who's been saying, you know, that's the question. But that's the only place where we see such a thing. We can't bring a rye from subspecies and make an assumption. No, wait. Okay, now, again, we're coming to a conclusion. That means Shamin and Shuk Gidgorin. Shne meaning. Fine. You tell me, if I'm going to two different places. Well, I understand that's always been a major consideration, hasn't it? I mean, when we talked about having different Beit Habad with Rabbi Gamliel, okay, that defines different areas where I'm going to process them differently. So there the Goran defines the nature of the field. I understand that. But if you're going to tell me that therefore by extension that are going to be used exactly the same way that we have 2 days between where I'm waiting to finish up the same one, that's going to mean a chain. Come on, man. Then what does that do with the other? I understand the initial comparison. Okay, that's a different issue if you want to talk about Kotel Hashacha. By the way, the Chati Lach, the Chati Yavesh, Hapra Yakiva mode. I mean, if you're talking about making a distinction between Lach and Yavesh, it's got to be a very broad distinction. If you're ready to take in, for either for storage or for market, something which is Lach Yavesh, or in some way it's half and half, then already you're not going to be able to make it. The distinction is too fine to be considered to be two different things. Now, Tamin and Modim Chachamim with Rabbi Akiva. Now, hold on a second. The Chachamim wrote it Rabbi Akiva, say, Bezorei HaShevet Ochadal, B'Shloshim Tumot. So, Kini Masiti Shevet B'Shloshim Tumot. Chadal B'Shloshim Tumot. No. If that would have meant that the only way that the Chachamim would be made is to get two separate meanings, which is obviously different from what we just said, where it's the same meaning, even if it's one is drier, and one is meant for salads, and one is meant for storage. So that's crazy. Why would we then have the Mishnah telling us over here only 2 meanings? It's totally ridiculous to say such a thing if you're ready to say that the same onion, but I mean exactly the same onions, but some of them are damp and some of them are dry. And now you need to tell me a case where it's 2 meanings? That implies it only works 2 meanings. No. Kini Masiti was already said that the Mishnah is referring not to 2 meanings. It's 2 alternatives. Either Shlosha Bekomas of Chardal or Shlosha Bekomas of Shevet. There the Rabbanim are made that they consider to be the same as what the people would say. Minamir. Why? Well, why is it different? It's because these 2 minyan are strange in that they don't mature the same way. And Rabbi Yochanan says, the reason they would be moda is because they're planted, that they're spices after all. Spices, you don't plant a whole field of spices. Spices are planted in these little row of spices. So therefore, you can't view them as one big field. Outside of the Shmuel has a big difference, because according to Shmuel, the din over here is that they mature at different rates, and you have to be mopish and go kelach to kelach. It's not just a question of different rows. You'd have to actually take a single stalk of rices at a different time and take off a separate tail from that. Outside of the Rabbi Yochanan, mopish should be called arugav arugav. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's only a din in the way in which normally it's planted, and normally planted in a patch. So then, of course, then each patch would be high separately.